Unit 11. Page 84. Conversation 2. Which city did you like better?
Oh, hi, Pam. When did you get back from Canada? How was it?
The day before yesterday, I only visited Montreal and Ottawa. But I had a great time.
Which city did you like better?
That's hard to say. I think Ottawa is prettier. It has better sightseeing, too. A lot of museums and galleries.
And what's Montreal like? What did you think of it?
Montreal is more exciting. It has better shopping. The stores are cheaper and more interesting.
Which one has better nightlife?
Oh, Montreal for sure. It has more restaurants and clubs. They say Montreal is the most exciting city in Canada.
Well, I've always wanted to see Vancouver. I've heard it has the most beautiful views.
Page 86. Listen to this. Susan is going on a business trip to Boston. She is asking her secretary, Elaine, about hotels there. Listen and fill in the chart below.
Excuse me, Elaine. Do you know any hotels in Boston? The boss is sending me there, and I have to find a place to stay.
I know three. There's the Midtown, the Boston Bay, and the Fairfield.
What are the locations like? I'll be downtown most of the time.
The Midtown is the best location, then. The Boston Bay is also good, but the Fairfield isn't downtown at all.
I've read about the Boston Bay. It's also the newest hotel in Boston, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's the biggest, and it has a very good restaurant. But I think it's the most expensive hotel in Boston.
I have to keep my expenses down. What about the Midtown?
I have a hotel guidebook here someplace. Let me check. Here we are. The Midtown is cheaper than the Boston Bay. Oh, but it doesn't have a restaurant.
Could you look up the Fairfield?
Sure. The room rates are the cheapest, probably because it's not downtown. My parents stayed at the Fairfield last year. It's a really nice old hotel. They ate in a restaurant there. It's one of the best in Boston.
Okay. Well, the Midtown sounds best. Could you reserve a room for me there?
Sure. What days will you be there?
Pages 87 and 88. Person to person. Bob and Ruth have just returned from Europe. You are going to hear their opinions about Paris, London, and Rome.
Well, Ruth, it was great to get away, but it's good to be home again.
It really was a wonderful trip. So which city did you like best, Paris, London, or Rome?
Well, that's hard to say. There were good things and bad things about all three cities.
Wait a minute. What bad things?
Traffic, for one. The traffic in London was pretty bad, and the traffic in Paris was even worse. I was afraid to cross the street.
Well, that's true. And how about Rome? I thought Rome was worse than Paris. Those drivers are crazy, and always honking their horns. It was really noisy there.
Paris was noisy, too. A lot noisier than it was in London.
You're right. But I still think Rome was noisier than Paris.
Well, all big cities have bad traffic and a lot of noise. Let's not think about the bad things. Think about all those art galleries we visited.
Yeah, the art galleries in Rome were fantastic. But I thought the Paris art galleries were better. Oh, of course, I've always dreamed of going to the Louvre.
Me too. I love the galleries in London, but I like the ones in Paris even more. The restaurants in Paris were better than in London, too. I thought the food was more interesting. It had more flavor.
And the food in Rome was incredible. I liked the Italian restaurants better than the French ones. I thought they were more interesting. Before we went to Rome, I thought Italian food was all pizza and spaghetti.
Really? I'm sure I put on weight in Rome.
Maybe not. We did a lot of dancing at night. Those discos in Rome were great.
But I think I like the Paris nightlife better.
It was more romantic.
You know where I had more fun in the evening? In London. Paris was good, but I thought the London nightlife was better.
Yeah, we saw a couple of great plays. Oh, I'll never decide which city I liked best.
Me neither.